welcome to Your Girls K-Drama Podcast with Maddie and
Christina. Hey guys.
And we're here. Yo, yo, yo.
Drum roll, please.
We have to talk like we're in 2014 for this episode.
Okay, but wait.
What did people say in 2014?
No, but here's the thing. Okay, wait. First, we have to say, hi guys. We are reviewing. I think we are the last people on the planet
to Earth.
to watch this show.
Yeah.
And we are finally watching it. So if you are one of the last people on Earth, like Maddie and myself,
correct.
Please join us and watch this with us. We are watching.
We have to say it the way they do in the drama.
Hila. We are watching Hila.
They're always like, Hila.
Like, it's just like
crunching
a low
tone.
Paper,
sitting in in a room looking upset because
Hila.
Yeah, we're watching Healer.
We are watching Healer. We're doing a through two today, and there's a lot. I gotta say,
no, I'm not gonna lie to you. I discovered today that this is not a doctor drama.
You thought it was a doctor drama?
I literally thought someone was healing someone.
Okay, well, you know,
I'm not even just saying that to be funny. I knew nothing about this drama.
Oh, me neither.
Pressed play. Like, for all I know, it could have been My Little Pony Part 2. I had no idea what the plot of this drama was going to be, but I thought it had something to do with someone having magical healing abilities. And that's
you thought it was a magical one?
The case at all.
So, there's a series called Harry Potter that you can look into.
Now, I was thinking more like, Grey's Anatomy, you know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Healer.
But like Hila.
At Hogwarts. Hila.
Okay.
I thought he was a freaking doctor. That's all I'm trying to say. And he's not.
Yeah, but, okay. So, I'm excited to, like, dive in deep with the show, but I also have a question for the people. Everyone.
Please.
Earth. I have a question for Earth.
Planet Earth. Everyone in the last 10 years that has seen this drama and knew it was not a medical drama, she's talking to you. Okay. Yeah.
Well, so, yes, it was made 10 years ago, but I feel like it was made in the early 2000s. Am
like
I wrong?
the year Julie Andrews was born or something. This drama was
oh
made.
you mean in the 1930s 1920s?
Okay, it just feels old.
No, but I wonder if, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong,
correct,
I we're never gonna get through this.
I just wish we could, like, as I was watching these two episodes, I'm like, I just wish we could podcast live while watching, because I wanted to, like, pause and comment on so many moments. Sorry, continue.
We should try that.
You haven't asked the people your question.
I just think, was this show, when it was made in 2014, was this show, like, from the past? Like, I feel like... Do you understand what I'm saying?
Film it in 2005 and they just had it in the vault for a long time.
No, I meant like it's filmed in 2014, but it's set in 2003.
Oh, no, I don't think so. They haven't made any
because
indications
I just felt like, do you know, I'm like, what year is this?
Do you know what makes it feel old? I'll tell you what makes it feel old is that it's like a quote unquote technology forward show. I think that dates it more than anything, because Miss Ajuma is like sitting in her
Ajuma. Yes, she's in her she's in her cell. She's in her cell. Okay,
she's
wait.
Like eating kimbap, and things are so dated. They're so dated.
I really want to be her friend. I mean, Sambori, hello, and she is the queen. She's the queen of K drama. She's the Ajuma of. Of
She's
them all,
K-drama
one of them.
K-drama grandma's best friend.
She's the best. But my biggest question of this show, is will she be in that cell the whole show?
Oh, I want her to come out at least one time. She has to at least come out one time.
Maybe there will be a part where she, you know how like a crab finds its new home, and
you know how the turtles, they migrate towards the ocean after mating and. They lay their eggs on the beach. Maybe one day. This Healer has reminded me so much of like like a 2006 spy show. One of my favorite shows of all time is a 2006 spy show, which is Chuck. I freaking love Chuck.
This show is reminding
me of Chuck.
Chuck. Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the, you know, Walmart humor and the, what was it? Buy more?
No, I mean, you know that we're going to ham this show because that's what we do best. Right. I mean, we are the extraordinaires of hamming shows, but
it needs to be hammed.
It needs to be ham. I think because, and we're hamming ourselves too, because it took us so long. And I know that the show is so popular as well.
Yes.
And it still is talked about. I'm excited.
I feel like it's another well-kept secret. I don't feel spoiled for anything in this show.
I know nothing.
I think the only thing I've ever seen is they kiss at one point when she's like, there's like a hat over her eyes or something. Have you seen that?
No.
Okay, well, I think there's a kiss where she has a hat over her eyes. Okay, well, I don't even know probably, if I'm right about that.
It's probably episode 10 since it's... Oh, this show is 20 episodes.
Anyways, this is a through two. So we've just watched two episodes, clearly. Mm-hmm. And
And then the synopsis. Basically, well, I feel like... Okay, so there's three main characters. There's Ji Chang Wook, right?
Yes.
And then there's Park Min Young.
Park Min Young, she's so cute in this drama. Oh my gosh.
She is cute, but I need her to go forward in time and talk to her, marry my husband, like future self, and be like, give me that haircut.
See, I'm liking her in this drama. She has her little chubby cheeks and her cute little haircut. I am loving it.
I think she looks so cute.
She looks adorable. So cute. She's literally adorable.
She just, yeah. Yeah.
And then we have the silver fox of this show. What was his
face? He is Mr. Handsome. Like, hello. Like, annyeonghaseyo. Like, annyeonghaseyo. Yo.
It's me. I have not seen this guy in anything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I didn't even know he was going to be in the show. Like, I have clearly said I knew nothing about the show. And, what's his name? Moon-ho? Moon-jo?
Yeah, Kim Moon-ho. I've seen him in... Love All Bloom. I don't know. I saw him in one of those shows.
I think you're combining two different K-dramas names.
People that have seen him know what I'm talking about. Hi, guys. Well, thank you so much for your support.
Well, I'm just saying, he is, I think they're, portraying him as the main character so far.
Yes.
Maybe he is the main character. I'm like, where's Ji Chang-wook? I'm confused.
Yes.
Bring me more
of
him.
But I think, obviously, I think all three of them, it will... come full circle soon, but we know that Moon Ho is a popular reporter at a major broadcasting company, right?
Yes.
And he learns a truth of a case from before that was closed, but what he also does is he goes to the site of different people and wants to hear the real story, kind of thing.
Yeah, he's like the reporter for the people, but they kind of almost edit him in like the evil edit. I'm like, you're giving him a sketchy, but I know he's not gonna be sketchy. I think he's gonna be like a reliable character, but
so he's there, and we know that at some point he's connected. He's part of this friend group, and they keep flashbacking
to the 80s.
Yes, from the 80s. But okay, it's like it looks like they're flashbacking like to 1910 because that car. What is that car?
I don't know. He's connected to that friend group, and I haven't quite puzzled this through, and I know everyone who's seen the whole thing obviously knows it, but
I think people are just laughing at us because we know nothing.
We need to puzzle it.
It's fine.
So, I'm just going to call him Silver Fox. Silver Fox is, he's not even silver. He's like 30 years old.
Let's call him Mr. Handsome.
Mr. Handsome? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Handsome.
Well, or I wrote him right here on my notes. It says hot reporter.
Okay. Yeah, great. Let's do that.
We keep it really, really serious.
Like, honestly, here that's all in our pod. The whole time. Okay. So hot reporter, he has a very close relationship with his sister-in-law, like very, very close.
Does
he love her? Does he love her? Like, truly, does he love her? Because I think he might, but I don't know. Clearly she's a lot older than him though, because in the flashbacks, he's like 7 and she's 20.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or older. So anyways, so he... he's like in all in with this family, and all we know is that the woman that I think he truly loves is actually married to his brother, and they're really older than him, and they lost a daughter. Now, question, is this daughter dead or is this daughter missing?
I think this daughter is Park Min Young.
Well, I me too, okay.
Okay. Oh, are you? Wait.
No,
are you?
I was insinuating that.
Okay,
that was so condescending. I think,
like, get
if
a clue.
I'm not an idiot. This Park Min Young.
Okay, for a minute, I was like, "Who is she asking?" I'm like, maybe she didn't get the idea.
It was like a rhetorical question. They clipped the fingernails off her in the men's public bathroom and figured out that her DNA matched. So her DNA probably must have matched that woman that he's truly in love with, his sister-in-law.
Maybe. Oh, so you're so
his
sorry.
One true
you're,
love.
You were asking
her,
if
he
they
tucks
thought,
her in at night.
Like, okay, who does that?
Okay, this man says, can you go tuck my wife into bed and give her medicine? And then his brother tucks his wife in and he's like staring at her falling asleep. I'm like, he's in love with her. Like, this is not it. Anyways.
I don't know, but I feel like then with the hot reporter, there's this girl that is involved.
He has an ex
at the station. Oh, it's an ex. Okay.
Yeah, he's like, okay, well, he's like, I'm feeling like jealous ex boyfriend vibes with you talking to this other guy.
So that's how he talks. Okay, thanks for that.
And it's because he can't marry his brother's wife, so he has to find someone else.
I really hope you're wrong, because then this will be great.
No, but listen, you know I'm right. That was such a weird scene when he tucked her into bed and gave her medicine. And he was like leaning over her to smell her. Not being dramatic. But.
Maybe, well, because remember how they were talking about how he's like, you need to call him your brother-in-law. And then the girl,
yeah, yeah.
The
no,
wife
he's like, you need
like,
to call
oh,
her the sister-in-law, yeah.
No, yeah. You know, but I feel it. Maybe it's either a very brotherly love, but I don't know about that.
No, I mean, Chucky, anyways,
like,
we digress. So in the meantime, Ji Chang-wook is clipping the fingernails off of Park Min Young in the bathroom. And he's like whispering into her ear, don't follow men to bathrooms. It was really creepy.
Yeah. And so then,
got a DNA match.
So he is referred to as Healer, and that's literally all we know about him.
Can we get into him right now? I just want to talk about his character so bad. Yes. Let's talk about freaking Healer and freaking Ajuma. I can't wait. Yeah, we know nothing about him. He plays tennis virtually. That's the opening scene of the entire show.
Uh-huh, and he has glasses that are super high-tech, but from the 90s.
The glasses are their entire subcategory.
I know. You know what? That's a character, because he presses a button and then they become shades. I'm like,
listen,
okay.
They're like the ugliest pair of glasses I've ever
and
seen.
And he's a
they
very
good... Like-
I love him. Ji Chang-wook, I love him. He's so attractive.
He's so good looking. So hot.
But I mean, these glasses don't do him any favors.
No, I will say though, there was one scene where he was wearing like full black leggings.
You were whipped.
With the black shorts over the leggings. With a black zip up, with a black hat, with the glasses, and I was like,
wow,
the glasses
are very
fine.
Detailed. Okay.
He's not, I think he's trying to dress inconspicuously, but he's very conspicuous anytime he does anything.
Yes.
He goes, oh, I'm going
to... Well, to be fair, though, he is more professional than Park Min Young, because Park Min Young, she's just like, goes around and fakes her. I just don't know.
Well, she sucks, but she doesn't actually have a reputation. But she's not claiming. She's not claiming to be good, though. So that's fair.
He's just like an intern.
He's literally like, I am the number one errand boy in the universe, and I walk around looking so much like a burglar that everyone will suspect me. Literally everyone. And then I just stand. When he trailed her, he literally was walking like 10 feet behind her. I'm like, she knows you're following. Her. Dude.
But then she was saying like, oh, I have a sixth sense, like I know these things. I'm like, everyone would know this.
I think I literally every single person on the planet would pick up that he's following her. And then he just like traps her in a bathroom and cuts her fingernails off. I don't know. I was just like that you're not like, being sly.
Well, what about him behind her in the bus and he was just like trying to grab a strand of hair? Yeah, get a strand of hair, buddy.
You know that moment that she looked back? He did that really cool thing. He put his head down. That was so smart. She's not going to figure out it's you, dude. He just was like, no, don't look at me. It's not me.
No, it's not. No, he's healer. He's
healer. Healer at gmail.com. Please reach out. His email address.
You know what? After we are done with this, I'm emailing. I'm going to email that. I'm going to email him.
Will anyone email us back? What was it? It was healer at something. It was some Hotmail. It was, you know.
I don't know. I'm ready. I'm ready to email him.
I think we should.
I have questions.
Yeah.
I have questions.
So, you know that scene where he goes in the coffee shop and he decides to look like a nerd and wears the world's worst wig.
Okay, wait. Okay,
Coconut head.
He...
This is another moment. He's not... what's the word? Conspicuous? I'm like, if you want to not be noticed by these people, just walk in like a pair of jeans and just don't say a single word. But he walks in and he has... the nerd wig.
His mop head.
New glasses. And he's just like, I'm like, everything you're saying is memorable. You're making yourself so memorable to this man right now.
Yes. Yes. And your hair does not match your, no, like, what is happening? So
I'm just saying, he doesn't seem very good, but at the same time, I buy it because.
Yes.
He's healing.
And I think we. When we were watching this, I mean, there's a lot to ham, obviously. And I was like, huh. Like, even the songs, so dramatic.
Oh, they're so.
Like, what a bang. Like, what I wanted as my ringtone.
No, he was fighting those people on the train track in episode one. And then there was like this, like, rock song. I was like, why? But I feel like they did that a lot in like the mid 2010s. Like, you know, throw in an upbeat rock song.
Yeah, and then secretly... Well, did you notice when he was being suspicious and trying to, like, jumpstart that computer and then transfer some data?
Yes, and it said the word cancel when he was wrong.
But it was like, what was it? C-A-N...
N-C-L-E.
Can't... What? What?
They were like, do you want to cancel your download? Continue. Yes, he was being stealthy, and he was...
Yes.
And I think... The scene was showing us how stealthy he is, yes.
So him and Moonho, the hot reporter, are they under the same wing or bracket? Is that what I'm understanding correctly? Because then he's the one that finds the information, because he needed that information, and we don't know with Moonho. We know that there is a connection between Moonho and Park Min Young. We know that. And Park Min Young has pictures of Moonho, the hot reporter, on her wall.
She sure does. She's only human.
Is that her dad?
Oh, wait, what? Is that her dad?
Because maybe... No, I'm just saying... No, maybe...
Is it? Wait. No, let's think ages here. Could that be her dad? How old is he supposed to be in this show?
I think like early 40s. I don't know.
Right? Oh, wait. So we're trying to figure out, is she the daughter of Hot Reporter or is she the daughter of Nuna?
I don't know, because what if she was married prior to the brother marrying her?
Oh, no, you're right. She would be Nuna's daughter. Because clearly, okay. Nuna, Hot Reporter's sister-in-law.
We're just going to call her Nuna.
Yeah, Nuna. Clearly, Nuna was in love with a different guy. That's been clear, right? She was in love with that other guy in the caravan in the 80s when they drove around and they did a radio show in the back of the car. She was in love with that other guy.
And we don't know about him.
I think she had a daughter with him, and I think he's died. And then I think she married that other guy that had a crush on her, which would be the brother of Hot Reporter. And that's why when they have like that death day ceremony, he's like, do we need to have his picture there? And she's like, he has to be here for this ceremony, aka the father. So it's definitely implied maybe, that Park Min Young is that daughter, but
yes, but Moon Ho, maybe he's not. Not that I thought he was the dad, but she has him on
so
her
she
wall.
Would be,
but maybe they're related in some way.
What would she be to him? Wait, she would be. He would be her uncle.
No, or
oh, uncle.
They kept talking about and showing that picture with all the friends. So I feel like that friend picture has a lot of significance. And so with that picture, there are people in that. Maybe there are two of them in there, like the Nuna and then one of the guys. We don't know which guy. Maybe. I have no idea. We don't know anything. Yeah. All we know. And we don't know why she's paralyzed from...
No, we don't know that either.
You know, the waist down either. So
I bet.
I think...
I wonder if she got paralyzed in the same accident that made her abandon Park Min Young. Because they have a picture. They have a picture of Nuna with like a 5-year-old girl, her daughter.
She's standing. She's like bending down.
And she's standing. But then Park Min Young said that she was abandoned when she was 5 and she was found next to a trash can at 5 years old. So if we're reading into this correctly, she was abandoned. And then maybe in that same incident, her mother, I bet... Her mom got in a car crash that also killed the dad and paralyzed the mom.
Yes. There's something there. And then maybe it was an accident. Maybe there was something that happened, like a big thing that happened between, we don't know. And I think that also is part of the, with Moon Ho, he learns the truth about something. And I think all of that is connected.
Yeah, I think so. For whatever reason, Moonho's very interested, very invested in trying to figure out the DNA of this, of Park Min Young, actually. Yeah, Park Min Young for sure. Because then he hires Healer to figure everything out about Park Min Young, like her hopes and dreams and what she likes to eat for breakfast and things like such. You know, so.
Yes. Yeah, because, and then I think that's how, obviously, Healer's going to get involved because he's the top dog of... all this.
His right? own company. The top dog of
Hila.
His own private company.
Top dog at gmail.com.
Of gmail.com. Park Min Young. Let's talk about Park Min Young's character because she's like adorable and her and her dad are super cute. And
I know, they're so cute.
Yeah. So I really like her. She is pretty horrible at her so-called investigation skills.
And she's not good.
But also I'm a little confused about her dreams in life because she wants to like stalk celebrities, but then she wants to like be this big reporter that like makes a difference. But she's like stalking, maybe just to get like the story she needs to climb the ladder. Is that why?
Yes. So isn't she kind of in a, she's
like
working for like a, like a TMZ. She's like an interim reporter, but then she's trying to find information and it's kind of illegal what she's doing, to be honest.
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, she's literally like stalking people and she's like pretending to be police officers, pretending to be
where
like
you
postal
get all this...
workers, and she's not good at them. Like, she's not good at the various things she's trying to do. But also, she like, okay, why does she want to find Healer so bad? Is it just because he'd be like a top interesting story? Why does she think she can interview him?
It's funny because she's trying to find him, but then he's trying to find her because he knows information, and it's just, I can't wait for this love story.
And he sees he's in her room at the end of episode 2 and he sees his picture on the wall, but also I'm like, how do you know that's you? Like, it's a very, this picture is not clear who's in this picture at all.
I mean,
and she like gets it.
To be
like,
fair,
yes, I found Healer. No one else would own hat. Maybe that's it. He's like, no, this is me.
I mean, you saw his glasses and those are very, very, very Healer-esque.
Right. Yeah. So. So, but okay, why at the case, the very ending line of episode 2 was him saying, the Ajuma was like, drop it, drop the project, we're out. And he's like, no, I'm staying. I'm learning everything I can about this girl or whatever. Is it just because he saw his picture in her room? Is that why he's like, why is she after me? Because I feel like a lot of people are after her. So I didn't think he'd be as concerned about that. But
yes. And I think she also is giving him pushback, too, because I feel like he gets it very quickly. And I think with her, he wasn't able to get it as quickly as most. And she's kind of challenging for him. So I don't know. I think he wants to know. And then now after finding, which how did he get in her room, by the way? Like
he literally just like opened her window. Like, okay. He gets away with too many things.
And did you see that.
when she came into her room, he was literally Spider-Man on the ceiling. Like, how did you get up there? Yeah. I'm like, where's he? I feel like the whole show, I'm going to be like, where's Healer? Oh, there he is doing something impossible over in the corner because that's his character. He's the character that can do anything. And at least
Spidey
I hope
Chang-wook.
It stays.
Spidey
I hope
Chang-wook.
It's, yeah, Spidey Chang-wook, like, you know, like, I mean, we got the Spider-Man scene in My Demon and now we got the Spider-Man scene in Healer, so I'm fine with it.
Oh,
did you get that far in My Demon when she falls off the building? That's like episode 5.
Yes. I watched that. You loved that
scene.
That
was a great Spider-Man scene. And yeah. I like
shout
this
out.
Too,
so. Who are we going to shout out right now? Shout out to...
Hi,
Elle.
So...
Sorry. Did you end up finishing that, by the way?
No, I did not.
No, me neither. No, I'm so sorry, Elle. Major apologies.
Okay.
Me and eh. Me and eh.
I could spend 4 hours of my life and finish it, but I have not yet done that.
Yeah. I'm good. Thanks, though.
It's, I don't know. Okay. Also, there's a chance he might kind of like her because he saw her. There was that whole scene of her on the rooftop with the suicidal girl. And
oh, he was whipped.
I think he was really. Wait, no, wait, you're wait. Right. I
wait. I gotta talk.
What?
What about when he's like leaning, he's watching that whole scene, but he's not really because he's leaned against the wall, but he has his glasses and he's facing the glasses, his glasses towards her. I'm like, what is that doing, dude?
No, it's so, his technology is phenomenal, Christina, the fact that he can just hold his glasses up. And then Ajuma's like, I think I'm going to hate Ajuma in this show. I'm like, get out. You're so freaking annoying, Ajuma.
Yeah, I just...
But she's like, why'd you stop the feed?
I know, because it was intense. Yeah. Like, that was such a good scene. And she's a... I'm excited to see more of Park Min-young in this drama.
And they mentioned,
but you
like,
know what? The real question is, how can I get my hair crimped like Ajuma?
That's, I mean, they sold crimpers like that back in 2014. You know when people would, like,
I mean,
straighten
no,
their whole
back
head?
Back in, like, 2001.
You know when people straighten their whole head and took a few strands and crimp the top, but it wasn't, like, cute crimp. It was like, it's that. Yeah.
Just like that. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just
I
hope
love
that
the
she
trope
gets
of,
out of her shell, right?
Yes, Danny. Yes.
That's it. Well, no. That's it. Oh. That's all I have to say about her. Because we don't know that much. All we know is that he lives in a garage. Like,
can we talk about his little bachelor pad?
Kind of
thing? I kind of love like, it.
But
it's giving
but then
me vibes.
She's like, you, hello.
Do you know what his bachelor pad's reminding me of? A little bit of Strong Woman. You know, Park Young-sik's like basement. Bachelor pad.
That was like super a lot
his
though.
Is
this
more
is,
like
this is very minimum.
This is a minimal version of that, but I'm like totally vibing it. And okay, we haven't talked about this, the fact that all he wants in his life is to buy his own deserted island and just live there by himself.
I mean,
like that's all
of
he
course
wants.
of course why not.
Like, that's his whole dream. And I feel like he's really quirky. And I love the trope of, like, lonely man thinks he doesn't need anybody, then falls in love.
Oh.
I love that
trope. Is that your favorite trope? Oh, okay.
It's one of my favorite tropes. I'm reading a book right now where that trope is in the book and I'm eating it up. It's so good.
But in Marry My Husband, that's the trope right now with the male lead. And I'm not digging that.
Well, that's because after they kissed, he put him out, like, she's a dog that has to go potty. Like, Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Go outside. I'm going to close. Bye-bye. I know we just kissed. Bye-bye. Into the hallway with you.
Bye-bye.
I mean, that made it less odd. Let's be real.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No, right. Lonely right. Man. Lonely man who doesn't know he's lonely. Cold heart. Wants to be alone, he thinks. Or so he thinks. Meets adorable girl. Changes yeah. his mind.
I'm
great
just,
trope.
I'm looking forward to their chemistry because I hear that this is one of the best chemistry. This couple's very great, so I'm excited to see. And this is 20 episodes, so
I know it's going to be
10 episodes. Will you finish it though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Oh
no, I will. I will. I'm being serious.
Oh, okay. I don't believe it, but it's fine.
I have a question. How is he going to become involved in her life? Is this going to be like, because he's determined now to somehow get involved in her life because he's curious about her. What's he going to do?
I wonder if it's going to be like a deal. You do something for me, I do something for you, and we're going to help each other out.
Maybe. Because she has whole, like, I feel like she would want to help him with all his projects. I can see this happening. Because, you know, okay, I love the fact that she was basically, like, raised by these ex-convicts that work at her dad's coffee shop. And she, like, knows
love
all
it.
These quote-unquote, like, hacker skills, but she's, like, a super amateur.
Yes,
at them.
It's great.
I feel like she wants to help Healer in all of his little endeavors. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But somehow he's going to have to act like a normal person first.
Yeah. And once she finds out, or maybe this is part of the story, who knows, but she really, I think, wants to meet this Kim Moon-ho hot reporter man because Healer and him know each other. And so that's a connection. And maybe Park Min-young will be like, well, I need to meet him. Like, I need to meet him. You know him kind of thing. I don't know.
I must meet him.
I don't know.
She wants to
be
him.
Honestly, as you know, guys, we have not seen this, so I really do not. I haven't seen spoilers. I haven't seen anything. So I am we are literally doing this blindly.
It's
so
very
you can
blind.
Laugh at us.
No.
We, yes.
I like it. I like how blind
but,
it is.
But Other all than, in all in all, Coconut Head for days. That's
honestly, Coconut
saying.
Head, like, he was looking good. You know, like, this is my takeaway.
Like, Ned declassified.
School survival guide. Nick Coconut. If you forget because you watched this 10 years ago, go to episode 2 of Healer. He looks like freaking Coconut.
So great. It made my day.
I hope the tacky spy stuff continues. I'll be sad if that goes away. So please continue tacky spy stuff.
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
I don't think so. I think it's still going to be there. Yeah. I know I'm going to like it. I know I am. Because it's right up my alley. Because some of the little cheesy parts of, you know, the technology kind of, it reminds me of, you know, that was from so long ago. I'm dating myself. Do you remember Clock Stoppers?
No. Never heard of that.
Mm. Anyone? Mm. Any of you OGs? It's old.
Is that
old.
A spy show?
Anyway. It was like... It was kind of, but then it was stopping time. But then one was a spy. You know what? Anyway,
you know what? Sounds awesome. That sounds great.
You know what? I think you would love it. Actually,
I actually think I would. So I think that's all my comments and questions and concerns about the show so far.
Yeah, this was our like brain dump. No, I think that I'm looking forward to watching it. I'm excited. I really want to know more about these characters. And Park Min-young is the cutest. And you know what? Healer, like, follow your dreams, Healer. Like, you
like,
know what?
He is
great.
A hottie hot, just... hot. And one day he's going to wear better clothes. And I just can't wait for that moment for him and us.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be a
and
good
I'm,
moment.
I'm hoping to see... I want to see more of his personality because I loved him in Samdari. His character was the cutest thing ever. So hopefully we have some of little similarities. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know.
As you know, but I never actually watched the entire Ji Chang-wook drama because of moments of my life where I didn't finish Suspicious Partner or some talk.
Okay, anyway, moving on. I'm excited for this.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We will be journeying through this drama, me and Christina, together. So,
yes.
You know.
Thank you so much.
Maybe it'll take us shorter than 9 months to finish the whole series.
I mean,
unlike Reply 1988.
No, because we do have a date when we're recording the next one, so okay. I'm holding her accountable.
You're right. That's true.
So we're gonna keep doing it, and we are gonna be a little bit. We're gonna better. We have something on the schedule.
This is called growth.
I'm a planner, so
it's growth.
You know, I got you.
This is good. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
I'm holding her. Yeah.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. Goodbye. We'll be right back.